Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. You can find them on our website, kfuo.org. The big CUW logo in the sponsor section there takes you to more information about Concordia University, Wisconsin, the great work they are doing. It is Camp and Retreat Center, National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association, week on Faith and Family. We are headed to Indiana, Idaho, and Minnesota today to visit with great Lutheran camps and retreats there to find out more about what's coming up in the months ahead, especially for summer camps. Today, we are heading to Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. David Vandercar, Executive Director there. Dave, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Glad to have you as our guest today, and excited to talk about Lakeview Ministries. Started off as Camp Lakeview and now growing in many ways.
Yeah.
New exciting news at Lakeview this year.
Yeah, we've it's been a busy year. We're just trying to keep up with where God's taken us, it feels like, is where we're at right now. As you said, we got started as Camp Lakeview back in the mid-1960s and operated as a summer camp all the way up through the 90s, and in the early 2000s started getting into year-round ministry, expanded the summer camp program, and started opening up some retreat centers. And we got to the point where we really expanded Camp Lakeview as far as we could expand it in terms of, we were out of space during summer camp. We had all of our cabins filled, all of our weeks of camp filled, and we had a waiting list that we had kids that wanted to come to camp that weren't able to experience that. And obviously, as a ministry, that's heartbreaking. And so the board had at that time went through some planning and said let's expand, but instead of expanding Camp Lakeview as it was, let's look at building a second camp. And that happened kind of from 2008 to 2011. We opened that second facility and went from kind of referring to ourselves as Camp Lakeview to Lakeview Ministries, and we opened up a second site called Lakeview Villages. And what has happened this past year, as you talked about that exciting news, is we ended up acquiring a third facility, and that is called Camp Cedarbrook, and it is down by Louisville, Kentucky. It's still in Indiana, but it's across the Ohio River from Louisville, Kentucky, and it was a former Lutheran Layman's League facility. And so that was an opportunity that came up. We, to be honest, we weren't searching that out. We were still, or are still, recovering from construction of the villages and basically doubling the size of our ministry at the time. And then God laid this in our lap, this other facility, and we really just I like to tell people we, in a lot of ways, we tried to walk away from it, as we often do when God is putting something in our laps, and tried to say, I think we're doing okay right now. We've got some other things we need to work on, but God kept opening doors, leading us down that path, and we now are on that path, and we'll see where He takes it. So,
what does this opportunity allow for? Tell me a little bit about the new site and what that might offer, what it's offered in the past.
Yeah. So, I listened to all your interviews yesterday, and we're obviously talking about summer camp, and that is still a large portion of our ministry and the ministries around the country. But a bigger another aspect of summer camp is ministry to the families, so we bring in children for their week of camp, but summer camp goes beyond that experience, and it goes to what we can do as a ministry towards those families as the kids go home, and how we can work with the local churches in our community to partner with them to impact children, teens, adults, you know, throughout the whole year. And that is kind of what we're looking at with Camp Cedarbrook. So Camp Lakeview and Lakeview Villages, you know, we run a summer camp program here. Last year we had right around 2,200 summer campers that came through those two facilities. But as we opened the villages, we really saw a increase in the amount of family rentals that came out. The villages is set up really well for families to rent those cabins for the weekend and come out as a, you know, as just a single family or a group of families and spend time together out in God's creation. And, you know, really gives them intentional time to spend together away from technology, to build relationships and really figure out how to live together outside of the Facebook world, so to speak. And with Camp Cedarbrook, you know, that it's going to provide us an opportunity to expand that family and adult ministry. The location of the property is very accessible. It's very neat. It's only about 20 minutes outside of downtown Louisville. But it's 67 acres of property with very secluded. But it's also just about a quarter mile from an interstate, off an exit from that interstate. So the ability to get to the property, we hope, will allow, you know, some great ministry to happen with families in the area, but then also, you know, with potential growth in the future into some adult conference opportunities.
Very good. So lots of opportunities at all the sites that make up Lakeview Ministries. Let's head back to summer camp.
Yeah.
And that's located in Seymour, Indiana. For our listeners not familiar with Camp Lakeview and the villages, Lakeview Villages as well, tell me a little bit more about where you would find those.
Yeah, so those facilities, again, are located in Seymour, Indiana. Seymour is a town that is pretty much halfway in between Indianapolis, Indiana, and Louisville, Kentucky. So we're about an hour south of Indy and an hour north of Louisville, right off of I-65. So,
and what's going on this summer with summer camp? Tell me about the opportunities. Who can attend camp, and what types of opportunities lie ahead there at summer camp?
Yeah, so we run programs for kids from kindergarten all the way up through seniors in high school. And then we have some adult or some family ministries as well, a family fun fest, and some, we call them Tiny Tykes weekends. So those are kindergartners can come with a parent or a guardian. I was talking to a guy last year that he was a grandparent that his grandson was signed up for a father-son weekend, and the father had something come up with work and wasn't able to make it, so the grandfather came with his grandson, and he was explaining how tiring that was for him, but how much fun he had. But yeah, Camp Lakeview specializes from kindergarten up through 7th grade, and Lakeview Villages goes from 6th grade to 12th grade.
And what are some of the activities that take place at camp throughout the summer?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about having two sites. They're right across the road from each other, but they run pretty much independent of each other during the summer. So we're really able to focus on the age level of the children. So at Camp Lakeview, our staff are trained and geared towards being able to work with those younger kids, where you're dealing with a lot more, you know, homesickness type stuff. You're dealing with, issues that deal with elementary age kids. And the activities we do are, again, geared towards those younger kids. So a lot of swimming. We have a big horseback riding program, a big slip and slide, some neat playgrounds that we have around camp. But again, they're all the activities there are geared towards those younger kids, keeping them active. That age group is has a lot of energy to burn. So, you know, a lot of those activities are geared towards that. And if you go across the road to Lakeview Villages, those kids, the older kids, the staff, again, is trained into working specifically with those ages. And you get into a lot more social issues that they're dealing with, into a lot deeper things that those kids are struggling with as they grow up. And the activities then are geared more towards, you know, that community. So we do a mountain biking trip with them. We have our big program over there is the high ropes course. So we do a lot of stuff up in the trees with the zip lines and the climbing tower and all of that. But it's the program itself is geared towards giving those kids an opportunity to just be together. You know, as many of you that know high schoolers realize that, you know, they are content to just sit around and talk. You know, they want that time of social interaction more than the high energy activities that the younger kids have. So that's the neat part of our program, is we can specialize, you know, between the age groups depending on what facility you're looking at. So.
Could you, David, walk us through a typical day of camp? I realize there are a variety of ages and a variety of activities, but just kind of a rough idea of what a typical day at camp looks like for one of your campers.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, while the activities are different between the age groups, the basic schedule is the same here at Lakeview. So we, you know, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and go right into a Bible study time period where we do some, you know, the opening, have songs and music, and then go into the actual, you know, study of the Bible, which obviously is the topics are geared towards the different age groups. And then we go into a couple different activity periods, do lunch, have a, for the younger kids, have a flat-on-back period, we call it FOB, so that gives them a time to rest in the middle of the day. And then go into some more activity periods. We do a free time period at our camps, to where the kids can choose what they, you know, what activity they want to participate in. We've find a lot of value in that, because, you know, kids nowadays, their schedules are so structured with, you know, going to school, going to sports, doing all these different activities, where, you know, this gives them the opportunity to just relax and make some decisions on their own of what they, you know, what they want to do, what they don't want to do, and just give that, empower them to make those decisions for themselves. And then we go into our evening activities. We have an all camp game where we bring the whole camp together and do some, you know, something as a large group, and then we go into our evening devotions. So we have campfire devotions every evening at different locations around camp, and then you know, get into bedtime and cabin devotions before they go to bed. So that, obviously, it's hard to explain the schedule and everything that happens during the day in a short amount of time, but that I think does a fairly decent job.
Do you have a story of a camper or a staff member whose life has really been impacted by camp, or somehow camp made a difference for that person?
Yeah, I've got a couple from, you know, one from Camp Lakeview with the younger kids. I had a grandfather came up to me. His grandson had come to camp for the first time, and this was after the closing program, and he came up to me, you know, pretty much with tears in his eyes already, and he was just exclaiming how, you know, his grandson, who he had never really seen open up and be animated about his faith, you know, he saw him up at the closing program singing those songs and, you know, doing the actions and everything, and was just amazed at how in, you know, 1 week's time period, the amount of change that he saw in how his grandson was opened up and willing to, you know, really put some energy behind living his faith. And he, you know, was really excited about that. And then, you know, we go to the flip side of over at the Villages, and, you know, that one of the greatest stories or things that happen, and it's also sad when I talk about this, but it shows the power of camp ministry. We had a an individual last year that came to the Villages, and she was really struggling with some things emotionally, and she ended up feeling comfortable enough with her counselor, and as the week went on, that she opened up about some things that was happening in her personal life, back at home. And her comment to me when we were talking through these things was, she had never been in a place where she felt comfortable to speak about these things. And that's that environment, that Christian environment that we often talk about, the camp bubble, and how it's just such a different emotional place.
Sure.
than you have out in the real world, so to speak. Obviously, we are operating inside the real world, but it's such a neat collection of individuals where the focus is so so much on Christ and just those relationships that bring us together through Him, and having these kids being willing to open up and talk about the things they're struggling with, and being able to, again, that goes to our connection with them and with their families, to be able to say, hey, we know that you're struggling with this stuff. We want to be there with you. We want to help you through it. How can we go back home with you? How can we, work with you and your family and connect you with the resources you need to be strengthened? And that is just something that, we see so often as kids come to camp and end up going home, that we can walk with them and try and continue to build them up and provide resources for them to be drawn closer to Christ. So,
with just about a minute left, how can we find out more about summer camp, the opportunities available, and first steps of registration as well?
Yeah, so our website is lakeviewministries.com. And so that is where everything happens right now. We're actually just getting ready to open up registration. That starts tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We open the floodgates, so to speak, of our registration. Last year we had around 1,600 people register on that first day. So we open that at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's information on the website. You can go out and there's a Register Now button you can click on and create an account, and then we'll make those registrations active in the morning to register. And then you can also call into our camp office. That number is 812-342-4815. We'd love to answer any questions there. And then, if you have any interest in coming out as a retreat group as well, last year we hosted over 200 different retreat groups at our different facilities. And so we can serve all kinds of different, retreat potential there, in terms of teens, adults, women's, men's, or if it's just a family reunion, we can be here to provide services for you. So,
Dave Vandercar, Executive Director, Lakeview Ministries, Seymour, Indiana. Dave, thanks so much for being my guest again on Faith and Family today.
Yes, thank you so much.
God's blessings in the upcoming summer at Lakeview. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Idaho. Lord, what's going on at Camp Perkins? You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
I'm Gary Duncan, the General Manager of Worldwide KFUO. We promote our various programs. We ask you to listen to your favorite show. We ask you to support our broadcast ministry, and we thank you for that support. But maybe we don't ask you to pray for us as much as we should. Please pray for the staff, management, radio hosts, and volunteers here at Worldwide KFUO. Pray that the message of salvation through Christ is heard clearly by listeners around the world. Pray that we continue to reach into those areas that are hostile to the Word of God. Pray that KFUO continues to reach those people desperately needing to hear the good news message. And pray that God continues to bless us financially through the gifts we need to continue our broadcast ministry. Thank you for listening, supporting, and praying for Worldwide KFUO. You truly are appreciated. We are the messenger of good news, AM 850 in St. Louis, worldwide at KFUO.org.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is camp week. We are looking at Lutheran camps and retreats, preparing for summer. What are your plans for this summer? Well, it might include one of these great camps from the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association. Joining us by phone today, Signe White, Executive Director of Camp Perkins in Haley, Idaho, and also the President of the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association. Signe, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, I guess, there.
So, floating somewhere around on the airwaves as well and on the internet.
That's right.
Well, how are things in Haley, Idaho today?
Well, besides being buried under 4 feet of snow, I think it's great. They're just great. We're definitely getting our workout this year, shoveling and shoveling and shoveling.
Well, I guess with a lot of snow, it's probably pretty, but also presents its challenges. 4 feet of snow, really?
Yes. Well, and at the camp, it's probably closer to 5 feet of snow.
Wow. Yep. Well, goodness. I guess that sometimes makes you long for the adventures of summer and that await you at Camp Perkins this summer. Tell me a little bit about Camp Perkins in Haley, Idaho. Where do we find Camp Perkins in Haley, Idaho?
Yeah, so one of the unique things about Camp Perkins is that we are actually in a very rustic and remote area of the Sawtooth Mountains. The camp is not actually located in Haley. Our offices, our winter offices, are in Haley. The camp is about 60 miles north of Haley and about 46 miles north of a place called Sun Valley, Idaho, which is a place more people may have heard of. It's where some famous people like to come and ski and spend time in the summer. So that's probably a more well-known area, Sun Valley. About 46 miles north of there, we have the camp on 10 acres of leased Forest Service land. And it's one of the most beautiful and pristine areas of the country because it is national forest, and it's been designated just outside the campus, designated as wilderness area.
And so who comes to camp during the summer at Camp Perkins? Who are the folks that make their way out to this beautiful, pristine site?
Yeah, very brave people. Well, we have people from all over southern Idaho. We are owned and operated by 38 Lutheran Church Missouri Synod churches, congregations in southern Idaho, a couple in Utah, and one little lonely one in Oregon, in Ontario, Oregon. So we have lots of kids that come from those places, but one of our things that we like to say about camps in NLOMA, the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association, is that friends grow camp. And what we mean by that is that one of the best ways to get people to come to camp is by people who love camp telling them about camp, which is what we're doing right now. So Friends Grow Camp, and that's really how we get the majority of our kids who don't hear about us through the typical channels, which is receiving a brochure or going to a Lutheran church and hearing about it through someone sharing there. But the friends share at home, friends share with their the kids that they go to school with. And so we have kids that are from the Lutheran schools. We have kids that are from the Lutheran churches, but we also have kids that are just from the neighborhood, from the community. And in our area, it's a little, we've got some challenges in terms of there's just not a lot of people in Idaho, so that, you know, there are some demographic challenges with defining people. But also we have a significant Mormon base in southern Idaho, and so we are always seeking ways to reach out to that community as well.
What does camp look like during the summer? What are some of the activities that that happen at camp?
Sure. There's a little less snow, so that's good. And we have... that one took a moment, huh? So we have, like I mentioned, we have 10 acres of land, and so we've got 11 cabins that the kids stay in. They're just one-room cabins, and the camp sort of has a hub at our dining hall. There's a basketball court there, and of course, we have Gaga Ball. I don't know if you've heard of Gaga Ball, but...
I've never played it, but I've heard of it.
Oh, yes. Well, you might have been living under a rock if you haven't heard of it. Gaga Ball is like the hub of all camp now. But right out from the basketball court, we have a slight hill down to the lake, which then across the lake opens up into the Sawtooth Mountains, and they kind of rise up out of the other side. So we have a lot of beauty surrounding us at Camp Perkins, but the activities that the kids love to do besides Gaga Ball and basketball are your typical camp ones. We've got archery and canoeing and kayaking. We got some stand-up paddle boards, which it's really fun. I mentioned we have a little snow, and the lake is actually just, you know, melted snow. So you really got to want to keep your balance on those stand-up paddle boards.
So it's not a lake that you really want to do a lot of swimming in.
These kids, they do swim in that lake. And then in our swimming area, there's this natural clay pit, and they dive down to the bottom and they get the clay and they mold things out of it. And they are very hardy people here in Idaho.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds very cool as well, pretty cold.
Yeah. Oh, nice one.
Describe for those of us not familiar with the summer climate in that part of Idaho, what's it like during the day and in the evening as well?
Yeah, I'm originally from Wisconsin, which you might hear in my accent there. And so I come from a place where it's green and humid and mosquito-y. And I moved to this arid desert climate out here in Idaho. I've been here about 12 years. And what I love is that in the morning, it's crisp. And you get up and you want to have on like a fleece jacket. And as the day goes on, it gets quite warm. It'll be in the mid-70s, sometimes even into the 80s. And then in the evening when we have our campfire to sort of close the day and the campfire is at the foot of the lake, the mosquitoes come out for like 5 seconds because, you know, it's a little chilly and mosquitoes don't like that. So there's not a lot of mosquitoes, and you're sitting around the campfire, which you actually want to sit close to in Idaho, because as the sun goes down behind the mountains, it cools off just enough that you want to kind of snuggle in around that campfire as we jump around and praise the Lord. And it's just an amazing climate because of that. We enjoy the weather out here. And it doesn't really rain very often, except for that one week that will now guarantee to be rainy because I just said that.
It sounds like a beautiful setting, and it sounds very relaxing as well. Now, I gather for the kids, though, there might be some times at camp that are relaxing, but you mentioned they're also very active, and they like to get out and explore and enjoy God's creation around them, including jumping in the cold lake.
Absolutely.
Do you have any, aside from summer camp, are there any other activities throughout the year?
Oh, yeah. What's really interesting is in our area where we are, there's probably six or seven, maybe six camps in probably a 30 or 40 mile radius. And we are the only one that gets to stay open in the winter because all of the camps are on national forest land. So there's some limitations with permitting. And the adventure for us is that although we are open in the winter, we are 1.5 miles from the highway. And that 1.5 mile road is a Forest Service road, which we do not get to plow, and neither does the Highway Transportation Department. So that road is covered by 4 feet of snow. so therein lies the dilemma. How do you get people into the camp, which gets to be open? So we use a 15-passenger van up on tracks, like a tank with big skis in the front, and you park out in a highway turnout on the side of the road, and you unload all your gear and all your people, and you load up into that van, and you go back into the camp, that 1.5 miles, on a snow coach. And it's quite an adventure. And we are open. We have this particular weekend coming up, we have a family flurry weekend. We've got about 45 people coming into the camp for a family camp adventure.
What was it like the first time you rode in a snow coach?
it was a challenge, just logistically figuring out how to go forward and then turning. You have to toggle this brake thing, and you got to know if you touch the brake first or you do the toggle switch first. It was a challenge to learn how to drive that beast. But riding in it brings this sense of I'm really getting away from it all. It truly is a retreat. On top of which, at our facility, cell phone reception is limited, read non-existent. So you really are getting away from it all and able to focus in on that community. And so it's quite an adventure to come into this place. It's only 1.5 miles from the road, but you feel like you're in the middle of just nowhere.
I'm sure the setting, as you mentioned, the mountains earlier, probably help you feel like you're separated from everything in a nice, quiet place.
Yes.
We have just a couple of minutes left before we wrap up. Tell me a little bit about how to prepare for summer, including how do we find out about the camps coming up this summer, how to register, what are the first steps, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, for Camp Perkins, you would go to our website. That's probably the easiest way, and it's campperkins.org, campperkins.org. And then there's all of our camps are listed there. We have online registration, so you just click the register button and find which camp you want to do. And we have everything from your traditional camp where kids come and hang out and have friends and do canoeing and kayaking and archery and things like that, but we also have creative writing camp and art camp and pottery camp. So there's some other options. Oh, and we raft down the Salmon River, which is quite an adventure. And there's all sorts of different things, backpacking out into the Sawtooth Mountains for a week. So we have lots of opportunities for the kids to do things. So you just sign up for the camp on our website and off you go.
Now for the pottery camp, do you have to dive down to the bottom of the lake to get the clay yourself?
You don't have to, but they do. They actually, there's a creek, and in the creek there is a spot where there's a clay pit as well, and that they hike out there. It's about 1/2 mile, and they haul the clay back and dry it out. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That might be better than diving to the bottom of the lake.
It's not that deep where the clay pit is, but the kids really enjoy the opportunity to get messy.
Absolutely. What kid wouldn't, right?
Yeah. We do also have an opportunity. We like to think of Camp Perkins as that destination location. If you want to get out of the mosquito-y, humid Midwest, we are a great place to come. And we have an opportunity called Tribes, where you come as a whole youth group or children's group, and you can sign up together and be together at camp for a week in the summer.
Fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
CampPerkins.org is the place to sign up with and find out more about what's going on this summer. Real quick before we go, any stories of a camper or someone who's been impacted by camp there, where camp has made a difference for them?
Yeah, well, man, deep digging there to only find one. you know, I think for me, there's two ends of that spectrum. One is, let's see, there's Emily, who is a legacy camper. Her grandparents started the camp. Her parents met at camp. She was a camper, became a volunteer, became a staff member, and then actually was a counselor for that backpacking program I mentioned, which, by the way, her dad started in the 80s. And so it's really cool just to see that sense of ownership of the ministry by these families who see the power of it and want to encourage their kids and grandkids and maybe even great-grandkids to come to camp. But then there's also the ones who, I mentioned that Friends Go Camp slogan, and I saw it happen this summer in a very powerful way. Our IT guy was talking to a woman who moved to town, and he doesn't go to a Lutheran church. She's not a Christian. She asked what you do with kids in the summer, and he mentioned Camp Perkins, and she noticed on our website there were crosses, and she's like, oh, there's that Jesus thing, and he's like, yep, there's that Jesus thing. And she sent her daughter to camp anyway with a friend, and then Todd told me the story in the fall, and he says that when she came back, she called and told them, oh, they had a great time, they're signed up for next year. By the way, the counselor gave my daughter a Bible, and she's still reading it. That is powerful. So we have both ends of that spectrum of kids whose grandparents came and parents came and they still come, but also that new kid who comes because somebody took the time to mention there's this opportunity and, oh, yeah, there's that Jesus thing that can change your life eternally.
Thanks be to God that the Word of God is working in that child's life and that whole family, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, amen.
Sydney, thanks so much for being our guest, telling us about Camp Perkins in Haley, Idaho, campperkins.org. Thanks for sharing with us and all that you're doing with National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association.
Oh, thanks for the time, Andy. I really appreciate you gathering us all up from the far corners of the country to talk about the ministry opportunities here.
You bet. I'm ready to get outside. God's blessings on this summer.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Minnesota. Hope you can stick around for more Faith and Family. We're planning for some great outdoor time this summer. Looking at National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association camps and retreats all across the country. More Faith and Family in just a moment.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A short time ago, the idea of having a baby with DNA from three separate parents was only the stuff of science fiction. Sadly, that day has arrived. A woman gave birth to a baby boy in Ukraine who has three parents. The woman suffered from infertility and traditional IVF failed. So they took one of her eggs, sperm from the father, and put them into a host egg to facilitate what her own egg was unable to do. The resultant baby literally has three parents who've contributed DNA to his conception. Early indications are the baby is healthy, but it's anything but the way God intended, so we won't know the full outcome for a while. Another three-parent baby is due to be born in March. Man has grown accustomed to usurping God's plan for life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Concord Matters is a show seeking agreement in Christian confession. I'm Pastor Charles Henriksen, one of the hosts of Concord Matters, heard on Worldwide KFUO each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central and a repeat on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central. We take an in-depth look at the Book of Concord with some fine Lutheran theologians. Concord Matters, live on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
The NLS Braille and Talking Book Program gives patrons with visual or physical disabilities the freedom to read their way.
If you want to read in electronic Braille, you can. If you want to read on your phone, you can. If you want to read in hard print, you can.
Everybody can read the way they want to read using this program.
For more information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Technology is always changing, and Worldwide KFUO keeps up with emerging broadcast and internet technology. We proclaim the gospel to the world via the radio, online, and on demand. Listen to AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis or listen to our live stream and on-demand audio at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO proclaims in word and song the message of mercy and forgiveness through Christ. We are Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates. We are visiting camps across the country today, National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association camps, telling us what's going on at their camps this summer. Today, we're heading to Camp Omega in Waterville, Minnesota. Good morning, Bob LaCroix, Executive Director there at Camp Omega.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you as our guest today and excited to learn about Camp Omega and what's going on there this summer. Where would we find Camp Omega?
Sure. Camp Omega is about 65 miles south and a little bit west of downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul.
So outside of the Twin Cities, a nice little drive there. And tell us a little bit about what you see, what you find at Camp Omega. What's the setting look like there?
Yeah, we are in southern Minnesota's lake country, surrounded by waters on all sides. It's a fun part of Minnesota to be in. Lots of rolling hills in the area, and just a beautiful part of God's creation here.
And how long have you been at Camp Omega?
I've been executive director for 10 years.
Very good. Very good. And Bob, why did you want to serve at camp, a retreat center, a place that gets you outdoors and serving others? Why is this your calling, your vocation?
I went to school to be a secondary ed biology teacher because I loved creation and nature and being able to share that with people, but found that the four walls of the classroom isn't something that I found attractive. So I love to teach, and I love to share Jesus with people, and I love to do that in an outdoor setting. And I think the power of camp comes in not just during the classroom times, formal settings, but throughout the daily interaction. We work together, we play together, we cry together, we eat together, and people who come to camp get to see the staff and the counselors as real people who have daily struggles and joys and continue to grow in the Christian faith as well as they do, and they get to interact in a pretty powerful, in a setting that, it's every minute of every day. So just to watch those interactions take place, I find a lot of joy in.
Do you have some favorite activities at Camp Omega?
Where to start, huh? we're right on Horseshoe Lake, so we take advantage of the water quite heavily with canoeing and kayaking and sailing and those kind of things. We do have a pool, though, so swimming here in a pool on site. And there's the traditional archery and high ropes course and zip line and climbing tower and gaga ball and nine square and basketball, volleyball, you name it, just all kinds of fun activities with some off-site adventure. We have a couple of rivers and chains of lakes in the areas that we do some off-site adventure camping in as well. And one of the activities that has become real popular here lately is our survival camp. There's a place across the lake where we can only access either by foot through the marsh or by water through canoe. And so campers have an opportunity to be challenged in their survival skills. They get to learn how to build fires and make food and survive, so to speak, in a little remote setting across the lake and then come back to main camp for main activities. But everybody finds their niche and their desires, and activity-wise, it's really limitless.
Hmm. And who comes to camp throughout the year, throughout the summer?
Oftentimes we think of camp being for kids. I can't tell you how many times I'll visit a congregation organization and they'll say, I sent my kids there when they were little and et cetera. But, 35% of Camp Omega's guests are actually adults. And so our summer program is really keyed into that. Sure, there are camps for children as young as age 4 through high school, but we also do quite a lot with adults. So grandparents, it's fun when a grandparent and a grandchild come to camp and get to see each other play together and work together. So you're not ever too young or too old to be involved in outdoors ministry.
Let's talk about summer camp. What does a typical day look like at summer camp at Camp Omega let's talk about kids.
Sure. Well, there's first word in the morning with devotions and breakfast and a little more formal setting of some singing some songs, and the counselors put on a skit to introduce the theme for the day, and then they have Christian growth and a couple activities in the morning, and Our outpost villages will make their way to their village to cook out lunch, and our main campers will eat on site, and flat on bedtime, FOB time after lunch, and then swimming and more activities. And then in the evening, there's an all-camp game. Some sort of whole camp gets together and does some sort of recreational activity. And there's always the camp store times when they get to snack on goodies of camp, and then evening campfire devotional times. Oftentimes it's at a setting near the lake, and get to watch the sunset and sing God's praises.
Hmm. What do you have a favorite memory from camp, or a camper that is really a story of a camper, or maybe a staff, someone whose life has been impacted by camp?
Absolutely. There are countless of lives changed, but there's one that really sticks out to me quite often. It's a camper whose name is Riley, and his counselor, Aaron. You see, it was the first day of camp for this brand new counselor, Aaron. He had never had campers before. He just finished his 2 weeks of staff training, and the first camper and mom walks up to him. The camper was dressed in a hooded sweatshirt with a big monster drink in hand. And mom walks up and says, "Hi, this is Riley. He's going to be the worst camper you'll ever have." And, oh, we didn't know this was a Christian camp. Our social service worker sent us. Have a good time and goodbye. And she walked away. We have a great network of social services in the area, and they make use of the camp a lot. So this camper, their social service worker sent him here. And so Aaron, the counselor, was pretty nervous about how is he going to relate to Riley here, not having any Bible knowledge at all. And you know, the first day of camp came and went, and Riley was fine, but really didn't participate in any of the devotions or studies. And the rest of the camper group started to catch on to that. Riley didn't really know much about the Bible or about who Jesus was. And so the first day came and went, and the second day came, and they started to help him find scripture passages. And the third day, he started reading from scripture and even offered up a prayer. And the last day of camp, we have an activity called the Life of Christ, where we reenact from birth to the resurrection of Jesus and throughout the camp. And after that, they were walking back to their cabin, to their outpost village. They happened to be in the tree houses that week. And Riley stopped and turned and looked over the lake, and he turned back to his counselor, and he says, "You know, I wasn't a Christian when I came here, but I think I want to be." And that next day at the closing, we always invite parents to come back for a closing celebration. And the parents are in the back, and the campers are up front singing and having a good time. And when we dismiss them, they oftentimes run and turn and run to each other. And we watched Riley and his mom interact briefly. And all of a sudden, Riley's mom turned and looked towards his counselor, Aaron, with a stern look on her face, and marched down to him and said, "You know, I'm not sure what you did to Riley, but he thinks he wants to go to church." And then a little twinkle in her eye says, "You know, I'm not much of a churchgoer, but I'm pretty sure his sister can get him there." So 6 weeks go by, and you never guess who shows up at camp again but Riley. And it's not because a social service worker sent him, but it's because, this always gets me a little bit, it's because he built some awesome friends and began to understand the love of Christ. That's the power of outdoors ministry.
Mm. So he heard the word of God and witnessed that that love that that God has for him through the service of the staff and the other campers there as well. Hearing that word of God, it's great how the Holy Spirit works in that word. And it sounds like there are many times that they get to hear that word and be engaged with that word throughout their time at Camp Omega.
Yeah, absolutely. Even take, for example, archery, you know, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, you know, how we have to focus on the target in order to hit it. And canoeing, you know, sure you can canoe by yourself, but it's awful tough. And being in a faith community is a powerful place where you can be surrounded by other people who can support you and help instruct and teach. So there's all kinds of opportunities to teach a biblical truth at camp.
What does this summer look like? What do we have lined up for this summer in terms of camps and opportunities at Camp Omega?
There's 10 weeks of camp here at Camp Omega and weekends. So you can choose to come for a 5-night, 6-day stay, or some shorter camps, 3 nights, 4 days, or some weekend camps, 2 nights, 3 days. And again, it's for ages from 4 years old. From 4 to 6, we call it a kinder camp. It's a parent and a child, or a grandparent and a child. And then once they get to be 6 years old, 6 to 8 years old, they can come to a 2-night experience. And then once they get to be 9, they can come for the week. So there's all sorts of things lined up here. CampOmega.org is a great resource to go to. There's a four-minute video there that gives you a good feel about the camp, and then you can read about all the programs and their uniqueness and sign up right online. And people have been coming back here for many times. They often try something new, such as some of the adventure camp programs or some of the outpost village living. If they're a new camper, sometimes they'll want to just come and stay, you know, on main sites in the cabin and experience that. But Camp Omega Day is kind of an open house day in early June on a Saturday. It's a free 6 to 8 hour experience. Anybody that's interested in learning more about the camp, or if they're long-term campers here at camp, they can come back and just enjoy it. But the counselors are here. There's activities going on. There's a free meal. There's horse-drawn wagon rides and pontoon boat rides, and the pool is open. I just consider it a big open house that anybody that's interested in learning more about what camp is about, to invite them to come on out.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. That's coming up in June, did you say?
Yes. It's the first, I don't have a calendar in front of me and don't have all the dates memorized, but I believe it's June 10th.
But certainly you can find on the website as well. It's campomega.org, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Now, granted, we don't want to wait until June to register for camp, though, I gather. We probably want to get that done pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Registration's here opened early January, so people are registering by the minute, by the day. So we serve about 2,000, a little over 2,000 people during the summer, and about 6,000 people a year. So two-thirds of the Camp Omega's population comes during the fall, winter, and spring. But yeah, registrations are live online, and they can do that. Or if you're interested in a retreat event, we sponsor a lot of the local colleges. They do their retreat events here, as well as a number of our churches and outdoor education for school groups and just a whole variety of things. You can come and just be our guest, and we'll provide you with lodging and meals, or you can come and we'll help you run the program, whatever it is. I always want to let our leaders know that we're here as a resource to help them further their ministry goals, whatever it is that they've got going on. We want to be able to be a site that supports sharing of Jesus and the ways and the populations of which they're about. So that's when you come here, we'll, as a retreat group, we'll want to know what you're about so we can support you the best way possible.
Sounds like a great location to have some quiet time away, a chance to get away and be engaged in God's word, and also some great fellowship with one another.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really excited about the future here. We're $1.7 million into a $3.3 million goal of building a new adult and family retreat center. There's over 200 beds here at camp, but they're all bunk beds. And we have a strong, as I said earlier, a strong adult and family ministry program. And so the board of directors and I recognized this some years ago, and we set into motion this campaign. And so we're excited about this new facility that hopefully by 2019 we'll be able to begin construction and start using shortly after that. So some exciting future ahead of us. I think these are exciting times, and more than ever, we need to be supporting our families and equipping them to continue to share Jesus with their kids and with their coworkers and their communities. And that's what we want to be about, supporting that endeavor.
Well, and hearing Riley's story today too, it sounds like you're working diligently to do that, to bring that word of God and support those youth and their families, and so that they get into the word of God throughout the year as well, to hear and receive His good gifts.
It is so important and so crucial now more than ever, I think.
Very good. CampOmega.org is the website. Our guest today, Bob LaCroix, Executive Director at Camp Omega in Waterville, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Bob.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and thanks for supporting Lutheran Outdoors Ministry.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, it has been a fun week. We've got more coming up tomorrow, more guests visiting that we'll be visiting with at National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association camps across the country. Hope you can join us for more tomorrow. Coming up next, Thy Strong Word, right here on the Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.